Hello there. I'm back after a very exciting occasion publishing the Planet Waves edition from tonight. Tonight's the 21st, and this is the one where we led with the story that broke yesterday on the 20th of Mike Brown and company, a buddy of his, a young professor down the hall, have basically figured out that the way a bunch of distant orbiting objects called scattered disk objects are oriented in the solar system, that there must be some very large planetary object out on the edge of the solar system that is pulling them in that direction, or that pulled them in that direction at one time, because they're now looking for that thing in the opposite direction. I need to figure out the reasoning process of how they do this. But it seems that every time I sit down to do the Capricorn reading, there's lots of big news happening. When I did the written reading, when was that? That was in late November, I think. The climate conference in Paris was opening. Hard to believe that was 6 weeks ago. But it was more than 6 weeks ago. So anyway, here we are. Got some runes cast for you. And by the way, sorry, I'm hiccuping. The astrology of this moment is the end of Mercury retrograde. It's been a pretty good Mercury retrograde, though it's taken some time to get my wheels on the ground making these recordings, but now I'm well on the way. And a series of Mercury-Pluto conjunctions in your sign in Capricorn. Now, that's interesting, and it's deep, and it's the, like, you now can change your mind astrology. It's the, you have the ability to get your mind past the temperature where thoughts and ideas about yourself are brittle to the point where they are warm enough to flex and bend and be able to be shaped and sculpted and formed. This could also be meltdown weather, but in any event, I like to think of it as being the opportunity for deep thinkers to think more deeply than they ordinarily might. And it's pretty special. Mercury stationing direct. I forgot it was the full moon, too. I can get a little bit confused because I've got to leapfrog around so much, right? This thing for 3 months ahead and this thing for 1 week ahead and this thing for 2 weeks ahead. And I sometimes forget what time it is. Okay, anyway, lots of exciting astrology happening at the moment, infusing this reading. And I've cast five runes using the Ralph Blum set, the nice, beautiful white ceramic ones with red lettering on them. And the object I've selected is an old piece of pottery that I found out in the Egyptian desert when I was visiting there in 1996 with Barbara Hand Clow and a group of people with Power Places Tours. And we just, I'm not sure where we were roaming, what expedition we were on that day. It may have been the day we went to find the crocodile initiation chamber, where you'd have to walk across a thing full of crocodiles. But if you experienced fear, they would eat you. But if you were not afraid, they wouldn't eat you. So it was kind of like an initiation chamber. And I'm pretty sure that was the only day that we had to wander so far out into the desert. But in any event, that thing is actually from Egypt. I have not been able to get a real reading on what it is. I'm kind of amazed that I have it. I asked our guide if I could bring it home, and he said, sure. So that was a famous guy named Hakim. That's another story. But if you know any people who frequent spiritual visits to Egypt, ask them about Hakim. He's an intense character, and I got along well with the guy. And hey, he let me bring that thing home. Okay, so it is there. It's the oldest thing I own, I think. Like, it's God knows how old. Probably 2,000-3,000 years old. And there it is. And the runes are placed on little agate slabs, and these are cast from right to left, the traditional way to read runes. And here's what we've got. First of all, the first rune we have is Raido, letter R, the journey, the rune of the journey. And so this is an implication that you are indeed on a journey. We knew that. This is just a little R for reminder of that one fact. And when we look at the second rune, we see that it is a journey toward yourself. The rune that comes up in the second position is the rune of self. The rune that says and or implies, know thyself. This is the thing. I mean, it's it was what was written above the entranceway to the Delphic Oracle, and it seems to be the most important thing for anyone on a path of attaining knowledge or attaining healing gifts of any kind, attaining power, whatever that might be. I'm sure anyone who has ever succeeded to that would look back and say, oh yeah, by the way, it really is important to know thyself. And this is not to say obsess over yourself or know thyself at the expense of other things, but what it is implying is that self-knowledge is the key that opens the way to other knowledge. And I would say similarly that self-trust is the thing that opens the way to trusting other people, because ultimately